to partner with on a project. And I heard about it through my agents and said, I definitely want to talk to them about this. First, I was a little bit hesitant because I thought, okay, I want to be sure I can make my film my way and not have it be about somebody else's agenda. Because my way is really to make a film that gives the people who I'm profiling in the film an opportunity to speak in their voice, not in my voice as a filmmaker. And I wanted to make sure that it wasn't specifically an agenda-driven film. And I was given assurance, frankly, contractually, to have final cut on this project and to be able to make the movie that I really want to make. So I'm very excited about it, and I can't believe I'm about to do it. I can't believe I'm about to go spend so much time on farms and ranches around the country. I grew up in Los Angeles. The closest I've come to a farm is probably picking up an orange in my supermarket. I think everybody on this call today knows so much more about farming and ranching than I do. But talk to me in about a year, and maybe the conversation will be different. So that's about it. That's the sort of broad strokes general introduction, and I would love to hear if you have any questions or thoughts.
Great. So we'll open this up for questions. And Phil, can you please let all the attendees know how they can ask questions?
Of course. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press star followed by one on your phone. If your question has been answered or you would like to withdraw your question, please press star followed by two. Questions will be taken in the order received. Please press star one to begin. All right. The first question comes from Chris Scott. Please proceed.
Yes. Good morning, James. I'm wondering if you already have a focus on what exactly you're going to be telling us in the narrative of the film project.
The focus of the film is going to be on the next generation of American farmers. I didn't know that initially going in. I was doing general research into farming and ranching, reading about who the farmers and ranchers are, what's involved with farming and ranching, what are some of the issues facing farmers today. And it came to my attention over and over again that there farming population is an aging population because for many years so many young people have decided for whatever reason not to necessarily pursue their family tradition or their family business and to stay with working on farms. And so I started talking to a lot of people and found that that wasn't necessarily the case, that there are in fact quite a few young people today who are going on to higher education and coming back to their farms and ranches, and that was very interesting to me. Also, the new technologies, the new methods of farming that are being employed, these are things that I would like to explore. And so I decided to focus on five 20-somethings, for lack of a better word, and that would be the way into exploring farming and ranching today.
Terrific. Thank you.
Operator, do we have another call?
Yes. Next question comes to the line of Chuck Zimmerman. Please proceed.
Okay, thank you. This is maybe a two-parter here, starting with what I read is that you like to produce an unbiased look at your subject matter. How would you accomplish that in producing this film? And since apparently the operator got me in late, I missed your introduction, but and maybe you said this, but when you talk about the five individuals, how diverse of a type of farming operation will you be looking at? Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry you missed the introduction because it was fascinating and profound. no, I'm kidding. To go about making an unbiased film, I mean, that's really has been my goal with every film I've made. I go in open-minded and really allow the subjects to speak for themselves. I don't use a narrator. I don't write narration. You could ask me questions right now about the state of farming and ranching in this country, and I'd say, you know, let's wait and see what the farmers and ranchers have to say about that. And that's ultimately what I plan to do. In choosing the five, I looked for people who come from who are from different types of farming and ranching in five different places around the country. I found that it's a pretty tough industry to pinpoint. I couldn't just choose one farmer and say, okay, this farmer represents all of farming and ranching in the U.S. I couldn't find one rancher to do that. So I found a group, and some may think, okay, what's missing? You know, I don't know. We'll see. But I think it's a pretty well-rounded group and a very true representation of farming and ranching in the U.S. today. I hope so. Did that answer the question?
Yes, thank you very much.
That is star 1 if you have a question, and star 2 to retract your question. Next question comes to the line of Lynn Henderson. Please proceed.
Yeah, this is Lynn Henderson with AgriMarketing Magazine. Congratulations on what sounds to be a very exciting project. I had two questions. One is, how do you plan to distribute the film so people can view it? And secondly, there have been a number of films recently over the last few years that have been, I'd say, critical of modern farming practices. And I was wondering if you have seen those films and what your opinions are of that. Thank you.
The distribution plan is to be determined. So I don't know yet. I of course always want as many people as possible to see every film I make, and every distribution plan has been different, honestly. So I don't know yet. As far as other films, yeah, I have seen some of the other films that have been, as you say, critical of the industry, and you know, it seems to me that often the filmmakers are presenting a bias that's particular to that filmmaker or an opinion. They have a slant. With this film, the goal is to represent the farmers and ranchers. It's not my voice. It's their voice. Does that answer your question?
Sure does. Thank you very much.
Hey.
All right. Next question comes to the line of Chris Scott. Please proceed.
Yeah, in terms of timetables, you said that the project is going to take about a year. Can you give us a projection on when? Let's pull away distribution questions for right now, but if you are taking a year to film, are we looking at this sometime in the fall of 2014, or when will this be available, I guess is the best way to put it?
The film, no, I don't. It's not going to take me a year to film.
Okay.
I should be finished with the film by the end of the year. So I imagine it'll be released early, right after the first of the year, I hope.
Terrific.
But it's one of those, documentary filmmaking is one of those very unpredictable things. You get in there, you start filming, and you never know exactly which way things are going to go and how long things are going to take. And I shouldn't be saying that when, you know, people involved with the financing of the film are listening, but you never really know until you get into it how long you're going to need for the filming. But I anticipate I'll be finished with the film by the end of the year.
Terrific. Thank you.
Right, next line comes the question of Chuck Zimmerman. Please proceed.
Yes. Actually, my question was just asked, but I will ask another one, and that is, can you describe the relationship you have working with USFRA on this project?
So far, USFRA has been nothing but supportive and basically asking the same questions you're asking, which is what do you plan to do? That sounds great. So far it's been an excellent working relationship, and I'm very, very pleased that staying true to what we initially discussed, they are allowing me to make my own film. The choice of the farmers and ranchers, the people who are going to appear in the film, are people that I found independently with my research and production team. And so far, so good.
James, it's Weldon Wynn. Let me jump in here just a minute.
Thank you.
And help Chuck on this answer. Chuck, we hope that this documentary is going to spark a conversation about modern American agriculture. And you know yourself that we're constantly exploring opportunities to encourage the discussion about modern American agriculture in entertainment. So with that said, then we're very excited about lending our cooperation to Mr. Maul for this project that he's undertaking. The next thing is that we're excited for our story to be told about American agriculture. through the eyes of a third party, and that's Mr. Mulligan. You know, he's an award-winning director, and he's always strived to make these films that are unbiased. And hopefully this is what we're going to get this time. In fact, I know that that's going to happen. And hopefully, again, that answers your question that's going to be out there. And that question will certainly be asked again by many, many people. So hopefully that's helped answer your question.
Yes, indeed. Thank you both very much.
Currently at this time, there are no further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, that is star one if you have a question and star two to retract your question. Yes, at this time, there are no more questions.
Now what?
Thank you for joining today's call. You should have received a news release detailing this announcement prior to the call. If you have any need any additional information or would like to schedule an interview with Weldon or James, please give me a call. My number here is 636-449-5046. You can also receive updates on this project at www.fooddialogues.com. Thank you again for joining the teleconference.